Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, brought to you by the Desai Group. The Desai Group, getting the real work of innovation done. Visit them on the web at desai.com, D-E-S-A-I.com. The High Velocity Radio Show is where we celebrate innovative professionals producing better results in less time. Produced and directed by Lee Cantor and brought to you live from the Radio X studio in Atlanta, Georgia. Now here's your host, Stone Payton.
Welcome to the show, everyone. This is Stone Payton, your host for the High Velocity Radio Show. We're delighted to have you with us this morning. Joining us in the booth is sound engineer Matt Cryer. Hi, Matt. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Stone.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Our normal sound engineer, co-host, and CEO for Radio X is down in South Georgia today with his son doing a commercial shoot, so we wish them all the best. We are delighted to have you with us. In just a moment, we have in the studio with us this morning a gentleman by the name of Andrew Schutt. He's an attorney with Arnold Golden Gregory and specializes in the area of sports and entertainment law. And we have really been looking forward to this interview. I think we're going to learn a great deal. And I am so interested in learning how this individual goes about not only getting this business, but continuing to sustain it and serve his clients. So please join me in welcoming Andrew Schutt to the studio. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the invite. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, well, I have so many questions, but I'm just going to start with a general one. Andrew, tell us a little bit about your practice and what it is you're doing for these clients.
I'm a partner with Arnold Golden and Gregory, which is a full-service law firm based in Atlanta. And, you know, as you noted, I work with athletes and entertainers and really kind of had the practice at my firm.
So how does one even get to an athlete or an entertainer with the idea of serving them? They've got to be so insulated. How do you even get to these people?
They really are. The way I got into the business, so to speak, one of my former partners, who's actually now a client, had a childhood friend who was managing a professional athlete. And when my friend left the firm, was about the time that his high school buddy said, "I need a lawyer to help me represent this professional athlete." And my former partner and now client referred him to me, and that was really my foray into it. And, you know, I think more than any other practice area, at least in my experience, really the hardest part is getting your foot in the door. And once you have your foot in the door and you do a really good job, then, you know, that opens the door to work with others. Because like you said, you know, Stone, it's a really insular group. And, you know, again, the hardest part is just breaking in. So I had a little bit of luck there.
Well, and everyone wants to have tremendous trust in their legal advice, but I would think this is a group of people that they have to trust not only your skill, but your discretion. There must be surely there are plenty of similarities in working with a celebrity or a professional athlete and working with, you know, some Joe Schmo like me, right? But there must be some distinct differences in the way that work unfolds. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I've been asked that question a lot, and really I'd say the biggest difference I've noticed is publicity. Publicity is so important. If I have a professional athlete or professional entertainment client, you know, they'll have a legal issue, but you really have to focus on, you know, okay, if you do this transaction, if you do this deal, what is the public perception going to be of you doing it?
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that, but that makes a lot of sense because there's ramifications that are very public, very visible for these people that aren't. If, you know, if I buy a steakhouse or something, okay, Stone bought a steakhouse. But if these guys do something like that, the whole world knows it, and it's a whole different deal, isn't it?
Exactly. And, you know, that's where it becomes even more important for them to really choose their business partners well. And, you know, I've gotten to where I'm really blunt, brutally honest with them. If I see something in a potential deal that comes before them and across my desk and advising them, you know, this doesn't feel right. You know, you really need to look at this. And, you know, I'm thankful to have a good core group of clients that actually do listen to me. But like you said, you know, it's taken establishing that trust, you know, having circumstances where they don't take my advice and, you know, exactly what I said happens is usually a good way to, you know, get your advice taken in the future.
Have you lived through and had to try to advise a client through one of these missteps where maybe they didn't get great advice to begin with?
You know, I'm actually dealing with that right now with a athlete client who, you know, unfortunately didn't have good advisors, ended up partnering with someone and having a bad deal. And we're working through getting him out of the deal, and I'm confident we will. But, you know, unfortunately, I wish I could say it was an isolated incident. But again, goes to the question you asked earlier, you know, choose your advisors well.
So has anything really surprised you as you began to immerse yourself in this particular specialty area? Have you run into any surprising things or interesting experiences that you just really weren't expecting?
I'd say the most interesting thing to me is, you know, when you start working in the field, it's human nature to be a little starstruck, but, you know, you get over it quickly because you realize that these folks are real people, you know, just albeit, you know, on a more public stage than most of us. And that's been the most surprising thing for me, really.
And so these people, obviously they, or here's my vision as, you know, Joe Sixpack, right? So it's really not my circle, but my sense is these folks sort of hang out in the same circles. And so if I've got a good lawyer that I have a lot of faith in and I talk to, you know, another professional athlete and he has a similar situation, I say, hey, look, my guy did a great job. Maybe you want to talk to Andrew. So I'm sure there's some of that. But surely you've got to go beyond that and proactively market your services. Are you doing anything that you find is working particularly well in that vein?
Really two things. The first thing, of course, is thought leadership, which you know, I use quite a bit, which is writing an article. I'm writing one right now on professional athletes and how difficult it is, you know, how, you know, to a large extent, a large percentage of them aren't thinking about the future and they have such a short time frame to make their money. You know, on the entertainment side, Georgia passed an entertainment tax credit last year that's led to a lot more movies being produced in Georgia, and I wrote an article about that. And then for me, how I've developed my practice, number one, like you said, you do a good job, you're going to get referrals from existing clients. And, you know, in my view, that's the greatest compliment. And second is other advisors, you know, accounting firms that work with athletes. And, you know, even for me, if I'm referring one of my clients to someone, I like to see someone who's used to dealing with, you know, what I call these unique issues and concerns for professional athletes. So someone who has that experience is going to get my recommendation, and good experience and as well is going to get my recommendation. And the reverse is true. So I get, you know, my second, you know, tranche of referrals really comes from other service providers who are servicing athletes, entertainers, and entertainment groups.
Right, so it's two tiers. You're going after that end user client, but one of the ways you get to them is other people that are already serving them in some other capacity.
Exactly. And, you know, the pay it forward concept of, you know, not just going to someone and saying give me, but figuring out ways you can help them too, even if it's not sending a client initially, but you know, introducing them to someone else who can send them a client.
I mean, that kind of thing is so important, and I think certainly in your arena, but really just in marketing small, medium-sized business, period, that is such an important concept.
Absolutely, and, you know, if you talk to your key rainmakers and folks who are really successful at it, I think if you get to LaCour, you find, as a general rule, they're doing that.
And so this thought leadership idea, you're crafting articles, you're getting them out, so are you mailing people this article, or are you using social media, blogs, that kind of thing to get it out? How are you doing that?
I'm using social media more and more. I'm actually chairing a committee at my firm that is looking at, you know, again, as a way to be innovative, what of these social media tools can we as a law firm use, should we be using as an effective means of generating business? So for me personally, you know, I use LinkedIn. I recently, you know, signed up for a Twitter account. Haven't quite figured out how I'm going to use that yet, but I have it. And, you know, I'm constantly updating LinkedIn. You know, if I'm writing an article or appearing on a radio show, for example, I'm letting my contacts know that. I'm emailing all my referral sources, you know, articles I've written, and you know, it does work. It does work. I work with one of the big studios out in California, and one of their key officers left, went to another studio, and I used it as a way to kind of keep myself in front of him. I mailed him, because I didn't have his new email address yet, mailed him the article I'd written, and about a week later, you know, I get a email from one of his associates asking all sorts of questions about Georgia's Entertainment Act, you know, and, you know, again, that started a dialogue, you know, that I'm convinced will lead to business.
Well, and you're genuinely serving that person immediately right out of the gate, and it gives you that that extra credibility that you know what you're talking about.
Exactly, and I love the fact that I can send a piece and not only establish a basis of communication, but get a lot of questions about it. Like you said, you know, establish that you're an expert.
And now that you've made it to the big time on the High Velocity Radio Show, I mean, you've got plenty of content now, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, it occurred to me as you were talking a minute ago, I guess, you know, my experience, my knowledge around this whole sports, entertainment, legal stuff is confined to what I saw in Jerry Maguire. And so that's about the extent of it. But it really goes well beyond getting that first big contract or helping them with that aspect of it or renegotiate their contract with the ball team. These people have lives well beyond that. And so you really find yourself with these clients in their post-sport, post-entertainment life, don't you?
I really do. And, you know, I have one athlete client who recently retired, and, you know, I've gone from, you know, dealing with the typical issues of a sports, you know, figure now to, you know, what can we do to kind of maintain what you have? What are you interested in doing with your life going forward? And something we don't think about, you know, for me, using myself as an example, you know, I have a legal career that could well last into my 60s. Hopefully it won't. Hopefully I'll retire well before then. But
you'll be like Denny Crane, right?
Exactly. But, you know, for a professional athlete, they may find themselves in their late 20s, early 30s, you know, retired and trying to figure out what to do with the next stage of their life. And hopefully, you know, they've made enough money and saved enough and done the right things that, you know, they can really do what they want to do. But, you know, it can be a struggle for some.
I'll bet. So I have a two-part question for you. What's the most fun part about working in this particular specialty? And what, if anything, do you find a little bit frustrating?
Well, I just love working with creative people. And I work with, you know, not just athletes or entertainers, but I work with movie studios, both independent, major, book authors, you know, music, in the music field as well. And, you know, I just find that creative people are fun. They're interesting to be around, and the stuff they come up with never ceases to amaze me. You know, as far as, you know, the most challenging piece about it, you know, it can be the availability expectation. You know, I've had a lot of those Saturday night urgent phone calls, which it's kind of twofold. You know, frankly, I enjoy that. You know, I love what I do. I love the folks I'm working with. So that makes it easy to overcome.
Yeah, I'll bet. But I guess I anticipated that you might have a different level of expectation. These folks are used to having people at their disposal 24/7.
Absolutely. And if you're going to practice in this field, you really have to be. And I literally, you know, the Saturday night call thing is not an infrequent occurrence. I'll get that pretty often.
Oh, that's funny. Or maybe not so funny.
You know, again, if you enjoy what you do and the people you're working with, you know, it can be exciting and fun. My wife's just gotten used to, if I'm going in the front room on my cell phone, she knows it's probably business related.
She knows that's the life that you're leading.
That's right.
So what advice, if any, do you have for maybe you've got a college athlete, they're going to get that opportunity, or maybe someone who has just sort of begun to make it. They got all this money coming in, they're young, and they have to recognize, of course, that the career span may be a little bit short. What advice, if any, do you have for these folks with regard to choosing good, solid, quality representation that is going to look out after their interests over time?
Well, first of all, you keyed in on the first thing I say, which is choose good advisors. You know, even if it's not me, choose a good attorney, a good accountant, a good financial advisor. Be leery of all the friends that are going to pop up, you know, when you get the big contract. Make sure that, you know, again, you have checks and balances, you know, among your team. If you're going to do a deal with a friend, that's okay, but make sure that you have your financial advisor looking at it and your attorney looking at it to make sure that, you know, you don't end up in the next headline of professional athlete or entertainer going broke.
It has been an absolute delight having you on the show this morning, Andrew. If our listeners want to learn more about how to get in contact with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Best way would be either phone or email. Phone is 404-873-8778, and email is andrew.schutt, S-C-H-U-T-T, at agg.com.
Well, listen, before we let you go, we have a little tradition here on the High Velocity Radio Show, Andrew, and we ask each guest if they would to share a mistake that they've made at some point in their career, and really, more importantly, what they learned from it. Could we get you to do that for us?
Absolutely. For me, that's an easy one. Early in my career, I was scatterbrained and wanted to do too much. I did too many things as far as client development activities, and instead of doing, you know, what I do now is I do a small handful of things, a couple of things, and try to do them really well instead of spreading myself so thin that I'm doing a bunch of things but doing them all poorly. So that's a mistake I made. And when I'm working with a young attorney, that's the first piece of advice I always give them. Choose one thing and do it well.
Well, it's an easy trap to fall into, especially for someone that's working as hard as you are and moving as fast as you are. So that certainly seems like sound wisdom. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and I hope you'll come back sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You're more than welcome. Until next time, this is Stone Payton, Andrew Schutt, Matt Cryer, and the entire Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.